what do you call it?
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? It's welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri.
And Coco.
Yay, she's back!
Whee! I'm going to do like they do in church. I want to apologize for my long stay away.
Okay. The Lord been working on that.
Yes, Lord.
Did you enjoy your birthday?
Yes, I did. And thank y'all for celebrating it for me.
I was just about to say, girl, we had us a good old time over here. You got to go back and listen to the episode. I didn't get anybody to call in and talk to me. But you know me, honey. I thought to myself and be all right.
I know. God bless you. Sometimes that's the most intelligent person you can talk to is yourself. So it's okay.
Listen. You better know it. So, yeah, Riri Rambles was definitely on one that day. And I don't even know, girl, hyperactive ADHD. You feel me? That
mm-hmm.
didn't say you had a whole episode went. Okay.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about, tell us a little bit about your trip.
So we went on a cruise. I love the cruise. My favorite way to travel. It was craziness. Our plane got delayed leaving here on Sunday. We were supposed to leave at 10 in the morning. We didn't wind up leaving until 5 in the afternoon. We played 1-2-3 red light with this other family in the airport. We got to Orlando, worst airport in the world. I'll be go to Atlanta Airport anytime. Signage is horrible, blah, blah, blah. It was late at night. We finally got there, and we got to the boat the next day. This chick was trying to flirt with my husband on the boat.
Oh, Lord.
So we had fun with that. We met this old man who had lost his wife like 5 years ago, and he just cruises by himself meeting people. And we just kind of hung out, and we just kind of fell in love again. It was really nice.
Ooh,
it was really, yeah. I know. Yeah, but it was sweet, though. But we had a good time. It was just us. Nobody else, no family, just us. No phone calls and all that stuff, so it was good.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that too. I've been doing a lot better with putting my phone on Do Not Disturb so that I can be, you know, peaceful and away and please leave me alone because I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, no, I know. I get that. And once I leave work these days, I don't want to talk to nobody either.
Yeah, especially if you've been working, you know, too hard. Girl, so, yeah, long, anyway. So, that was your, while you were away, I begged and begged and begged these mother people who, who listen to the show to be praying that I get to go to SGS. And I guess they didn't fool with me like that because I can't go.
I know. But, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. We don't know the reason, and we don't appreciate it until we figure out what it was. I'm going to miss you. I will. Because I'm going Thursday, and the thing is not till Friday afternoon or evening, whatever. So I'm going to be kind of lonely until then. But, you know, I guess I'll find a way to entertain myself and, again, go back through the worst airport ever in Orlando. But
I am pretty sure that some of our listeners, some of our group mates will be there and will definitely like to hang out. Even if y'all don't do nothing, y'all can go grab a bite to eat and chillax. But I know they say that when you don't go to these events, if you're not there, you can't get your thing. So what I need for you to do is get my shit from the table. Okay.
We can do that.
Take your two bags in there, grab it up. First, as soon as you get in there, snatch it up. pack it up, take it to the room, and then go on back down there and have your good time. Okay.
I will. I can probably do that. And maybe we'll just have a check-in. Oh, Friday night. Maybe we should do a Friday night. It'll be probably a late night. Maybe we'll just have to record it. But we can see who wants to be go on, and I can kind of give an update of how the registration and what it looks like and things like that.
Oh, yeah, please.
And then I can share photos on the Instagram.
Yeah, I'll be here. So what we can do, so what I did was once I found out that I couldn't go, what I did was I treated myself to go to another conference because I was already going to the Bridgerton Sipping the Tea with Georgia Planners and Crafters.
Okay.
And can I say that that was a freaking beautiful, beautiful event?
Oh, like, wow. It looks like it.
It was not huge. It wasn't as big. Like, it might have been 8 tables. But it was beautiful. It was quaint. I felt like I actually got a chance to talk to people. I really, really, really enjoyed the event. So during that event, I mean, so anyway, I bought a ticket to another event called the Boo Bash with Planner Palooza. Have you ever heard of them?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I had neither. And so I had been seeing this floating around, and I'm like, no. One if yes, I'm already about tickets for this, that. And so I was like, I'm not going to go. But when I was so devastated I couldn't go to SGS, I'm like, forget it. I'm buying me another ticket. So I reached out to them, and they had literally one ticket left.
Oh, wow.
It was for me.
See?
And so I got the ticket, and I was able to go to it on that Sunday. So Saturday we went to Bridgerton, and then at the end of Bridgerton, they're up there announcing that there'll be a planner cruise. Did I say that? Yeah, a planner cruise. Did you know that? Did I say that?
I don't know, but I'm going.
Yes, it'll be a planner cruise. It's with Royal Caribbean. At Planner Palooza. I'll make sure I tag them in my picture because the planner cruise just sounds lovely. But anyway, so once I saw that and I heard, I was like, hey, I bought the last ticket. And they were like, what, Erica? So, I mean, it was just awesome. So then on that Sunday, I went to that. It was supposed to, you know, a lot of people did costumes and stuff. I didn't do costume, but I did do some kind of themed wardrobe. It was really nice. It was really nice. It was even more quaint than the Bridgerton event, and I was able to appreciate it. I got to meet a lot of planner people who, you know, I hate to say are Instagram famous, you know, planner community famous, but people that I've seen, for example, Planners and Tacos. I've seen that name. I've heard that name. I've watched live and never knew who, you know, who it was or whatever. So it was just good to see some people, and they actually had time set aside for you to go and mingle, go and talk. We did a, what do you call that thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm falling in love. What's that thing y'all be having where everybody be dancing? TikTok.
So, TikTok.
TikTok. I thought.
No, I was like, what is she talking about?
I call it a Tic Tac every time. Okay, sorry.
Oh, my God.
So we recorded a TikTok. We just had a really, really, really nice time, and I was really excited about it. It was nice. And I feel like, you know, I got some, you know, I was able to exchange information with people. I was able to, you know, kind of talk about, like, how to make the show more, you know, more relatable, how to get more people involved, how to get more people to listen, you know, getting those follow-for-follow groups, you know, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I was really excited about that. So I hope, can't wait for your SGS experience this weekend.
Mhm.
I'm just really excited for you. That's all.
Oh, well, thank you.
This weekend.
This weekend. Okay. No, I'm excited. I'm ready to go and kind of see what they have to offer. But listen to this. So, you know, I usually do the drama part of things, right?
Ooh, drama already.
Well, no, let's do the other stuff first.
No, I want to know the
I got
tea.
Ants in my pants.
I see. Well, how about this? How about you tell some people the numbers so that when they listen then to and then they can call us.
Like our good friend Jaja, she was laughing because I said call in. Well, girl, you got to call in to join this drama.
Okay.
So if you want to call in to talk to us, tell us what you think about this, the number is 515-602-9680. So there's a hater amongst us. Not amongst the planner crew, but I think she low-key is a planner or wannabe or probably got kicked out of the community. I don't know what her issue is, but she's jealous of as hell of us. Her name on Instagram, and I don't even care because she put it out there for the world to see.
Yes,
Trina O'Gorman, and she named this thing Planner Obsession and Privilege. The demographics of the planner obsessed community tells me a lot. What the hell does that mean? First, right off the bat, the demographics, this is everybody.
You know,
I mean,
what that's reminded me of?
What, tell me?
Old girl who was at that conference and said everybody who...
Yeah, was sedentary. Yes. And I will never forget that as long as I live. And I'm not going to forget this. Is because what is the demographic of this? Because, I mean, it's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, it's everybody from all, I mean, people from all walks of life, even men, you know, from all communities. The one thing about this community is that I like is that it's so inviting to everybody no matter what.
And it's such
a
variety of people, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's good to me about the conferences because you get to meet people and all this stuff. But she has a problem with it being an obsession, saying that it's not really a hobby or a need. It's an obsession that you're sharing what you're buying in an attempt to tempt others to buy what you buy. I don't care if anybody goes out and buys. I'm just excited and happy and want to share because what if you are looking for something that I have? Or I buy, or something that I don't even know that you're looking for, I can share it. And then you know where I got it from, how much I paid for it. And planning isn't as simple as making a to-do list. Like, who in the hell died and left her in charge of how I'm going to make my plan? I don't care if I put one thing on the to-do list and the rest of it is stickers. How is this her business? And then she said, it is not a fucking hobby.
What?
Yeah, she's like so angry. She was so angry. No, those were her words. And then she said, the behavior is immature at best, wasteful, obsessive, and harmful at worst.
What?
Yes.
Wasteful, obsessive, and harmful.
Yes,
let's just stop right there.
Okay.
Let's stop right there. I think there is room to agree and both disagree with this. And so I'm very wasteful. What was the middle one?
Hold on, let me go back.
Wasteful something and harmful.
Obsessive and harmful.
Okay. There are some things in the planner community that is wasteful. I will agree with that. How and fucking ever.
Mm-hmm.
I always say it could be crack.
It could be. And who in the hell is asking her for one red cent to buy any of this stuff? That it has now become her mission to talk about everybody else.
But people bought overalls and then decided overalls wasn't this style no more. Was that wasteful? Did I not use it when I had it? And then when I got done with it, I was done with it?
But you could still be wearing them overalls. I'm just saying that people still wear.
Because people bring them back, right?
They came back.
Just because I buy something and I don't like it at the time doesn't mean that I can't pass it along. People do de-stashes. I was at a group and they had a de-stash table. That's passing it along. I give the things that I no longer want, things that are too immature for my taste, things that I have outgrown. I give it to the school. I let the avid students use it in their agendas. So how is that wasteful? What is harmful about me buying some stickers and paper that make me happy?
Well,
that
this is what
me to be productive.
So this is what else she says. Joan Didion, Maya Angelou, Toni Morrison, and Angela Davis would never. They didn't have time, in all caps. This is not therapy. Addiction, obsession, loss of focus, waste, and being irresponsible are not positive. However, let me tell you about this chick. She collects notebooks. So because you do yours in an 80-page spiral notebook, that makes you better than me? And regular books, because she's a reader. So you're buying all these books and dropping them on a shelf, wasting paper, killing trees. So one obsession begets another.
Did she really try and put my girl Maya in there?
She sure did.
How do you think authors write down their ideas for their books? How do you think that they keep track of their plot lines? How do you think they keep track of their storylines? Just because you like a piece of paper that's already decorated and I choose to do my own decoration, why does that make you any better?
Yeah, this screams jealousy and I need attention, in my opinion.
What I didn't like about it, I mean, more so than what she said, because she can... Yeah, she was a bit much. I didn't like that. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't follow her at the time that I read it. It was really.
Well, I hope you didn't follow her after.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It was really disheartening. But I think what I hated the most about all of it was her replies in the comments.
Yes, aggressive as hell. And just nasty.
Yeah, let me see if I can go pull her account up so that I can show you. But I can read it out to the listeners. And I really hope we aren't driving more traffic for people to follow her.
No, I know. I wish I hadn't said her name now. So please don't follow her, y'all, because she don't even like us. But at any rate, if y'all want to talk about it.
I mean, she already has 18,000 followers.
Yeah. More crazy people like her. Y'all can call in and tell us what y'all think. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe I'm looking at it from a different lens. I don't know. But it hit me in the gut. It did, and I didn't like it at all. The number is 515-602-9680.
Hold on. Let me write that down again so I can put it up in our story. 515-602. What is it?
9680.
Okay. I'm gonna
and tell us, do you think planning can become more of an obsession than a hobby or a need? Is sharing what you purchase an attempt to tempt others to buy? Do you think planning is as simple as making a to-do list? And for some, it is. But for some of us, it's more than that. Like for you, Erica, it's good therapy for you. You'll play in your planners until you fall asleep. But it's what you enjoy. Some people like TV. Some people like computer games. Some people like smoking or whatever. Whatever your thing is, you're not hurting anybody. I don't understand why she has this issue. It's deeper than what she's saying. It's got to be. I think she got to fix it.
Yeah, and I have definitely just kind of been looking at some of her. Yeah, no, she's definitely. Anyway, okay, so some of her comments
were some of the people in the comment. First of all, this lady's name is Booked and Plannered. And her comment is, I wish the ladies of the planner community would just own the hoarding and consumerism instead of getting defensive about it. And what?
Well, wait, I do own it. I'm a hoarder with all my crafts. I am. And when I see something I want it, I'm going to go get it. All of the Villa Beautiful pins that I have, I buy them every time they come out. CC messages me to make sure that I get them because she's just as bad as I am. I'm all my bills are paid. My children and grandchildren are fed, and they have gifts for birthday and Christmas. And it's my money. Again, lady, we're not going to the government for this. Like, I don't understand how this affects her so deeply. I'm really annoyed with her. Yeah, I think I'm annoyed.
So somebody said imperfect planning for the win. I agree with that, which would be real talk, real plans if you ask me. But
mine is very imperfect.
Okay, so here we go. Someone says planning isn't the hobby. Art is the hobby. And the Insta-worthy planners are the way they turn the minutiae of their everyday lives into art. It's not for everyone, nor does everyone have a place the same value. I like that. She didn't comment on that one.
Well, no, because it made sense.
Because it made sense. But I was really trying to find one where she's just a bitch. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
She's just really bitchy in her commentary. She's very passive-aggressive and dismissive, and I just did not like it. Yeah. So then she goes on to make a lot of other passive-aggressive ones, comments. Every day we are closer to death, and we don't know when it'll come. How many unused leather or faux leather notebook covers are currently in your home? How many fountain pens do you own? You know, what do you wish you hadn't purchased? Like, don't do that.
Don't do that because I got 18. I could die right now, and I got 18 eggs in my refrigerator. I'm not going to use that either if I die. So what difference does it make, you know? I don't understand that behavior and the combativeness and just nasty. Like, and maybe she wakes up in the morning thinking of ways to get attention, and this is one of her ways. Well, she got mine.
Yeah. At least somebody said, I didn't come here to be called out.
Yeah. Feeling attacked. I feel approached.
Listen, how many fountain pens do you own? What's your favorite analog purchase? What do you wish you had not purchased? Fitch, I wish I hadn't followed you.
Yeah, I wish you hadn't made this post. That's what I wish.
Right, right. But, I mean, we do know, you know, I have a whole segment called buying bullshit. So I do agree that sometimes you buy
things
you realize that you don't like, but I just don't get completely how you – you know, I don't know. It's something about the way she said it, the condescending nature.
Yes.
As opposed to coming from it from a place of experience, a lived experience. She came out very condescending, and then, like I said, she makes these passive-aggressive videos about, oh, look at me and my son. We don't have time to do this because I'm taking my son somewhere and I'm doing this. And I'm really over people telling me that I got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning just to be productive.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bull. Like, I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and lay around just like I would if it was noon. So.
Thank you. It don't make me no, never mind. I can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know. And,
yeah, that don't make you productive. You're just up.
You're just up when you could be sleeping.
You're sleeping. Thank you. And anyway, if she got time to take her son somewhere, then get off the thing telling everybody about it. Just go do it.
And here's another thing. And I mean, I already told you, she got over 18,000 followers.
Yeah.
And 617 posts, which I'm sure that a lot of these people, I mean, a lot of those posts may have been, you know, deleted, or there's more to it, right?
Yeah.
How much time are you spending to make all these videos for this?
Exactly. Is that obsessive and compulsive?
Is that obsessive? You say you started this page as an experiment with your students because you're a teacher, and, you know, they said something to the effect of if people will follow a notebook, and here you are now with 18,000 people.
Yeah.
So
guess what? I bet she had the conference this weekend.
I really hope you get a chance to interact with her.
Oh, baby.
I would really love that.
Then I hope she's not there, because I don't know nobody in Florida to come get me out.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. I'm going to try and put the number up now.
All right, 515-602-9680. Deja,
okay.
No, she should be listening and calling in since she was being sassy on my post earlier.
Okay, well, I want you, while I'm doing that, I want you to discuss.
50 till 50?
Yes. Talk about.
So, in 50 weeks, I will turn 50 years old, because this was 2 weeks ago today, actually, that I turned 49. So in 50 weeks, so I'm doing this. I'm making a planner spread. Probably be a couple pages or a section. It's going to say 50 weeks to 50, and every week I want to experience something different or do something different. It doesn't have to be something extravagant. It could, I mean, be anything. It could be a restaurant, a vacation, or, I mean, just something random. But whatever it is that I do to enjoy myself that week or to entertain myself, I don't guess it could be at the salon or getting a massage. I'm going to do a photo memory book of that and journal about each event. So this week, perfect week, because this is the first week and I'll be going to SGS. And it's my first time going to SGS. So the whole thing is an experience for me. So I'm going to, that's going to be the first week in this 50 week to 50 planner, journal, memory keeper, whatever we're calling it, for I have a friend with all the attitude. And it's going to have a whole bunch of obsessive compulsive stickers in it. Because, you know, I can't let this go. So I'm really excited. And it's going to with my 50th birthday cruise next year, which is going to be a really big one. So I'm excited.
Okay. Well, you got 50 weeks to 50. I got like a little over 40 days before 40.
Well, can we do 40 days to 40?
I mean, I can, yeah.
Then let's do it.
Also, I am thinking of doing something else. Hear me out. So, I don't know if any of you guys know, but I am in a program right now where I am not drinking or smoking marijuana, which I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. Oh, sorry. So I am in a program, and I won't be doing it for about 2 years. It is a male-heavy program, but you know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I have already convinced two men to get planners.
Oh.
In 3 weeks, not even 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, I've convinced two men in my course, in my class, to get planners.
Look at you. Well, that's good.
So, there's one other young lady in the program with me, and she's actually about to graduate from where I am and go to the next phase. And so, anyway, we were talking about planners and stuff, and I was talking about how I did my notebook, and, I pre-decorate my pages so I can write on them, and I like them cute. And so she basically was like, I want one. And so I went looking for my stash, and I had one of those print press and B6 notebooks. They were on sale last year for like $5.
Oh.
And I bought a bunch of them. I mean, they're only like 3 months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been pre-decorating the B6 planner for her. And
oh, that's so nice.
It got me to thinking. Because it's such a men-heavy program, and because the program is so extensive and you learn so much and you need somewhere to jot down these, you know, these appointments and these classes and this information that you're getting, I could do this, basically hashtag plan to be sober, and provide them with a little planner, calendar, notebook, something to welcome the females in and let them know that we can stick together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was just, what do you think about that idea?
I think that is a wonderful idea. I think it's a great idea.
And
I'll be willing to help you and get you whatever supplies you need. I probably have them.
Right. You probably have them. So what I'm doing is I'm using a lot of stuff that I wouldn't normally use. For example, a lot of those Happy Planner sticker books that I'm not using anymore, those are my motivational quotes. You feel me? I got so much washi. Even if I used washi on every page of every notebook I ever own, I'm never going to use it all. So why not use some of my cute stuff for, you know, the recollection washi that you, you know, you first get,
getting
all that kind of stuff. And I really think that it would make both men and women, because I won't discriminate if a man decides that he wants one, but I think it would really make a difference in not just my program, but any of these programs. Maybe I go to Alcoholic Anonymous meetings and stuff for the program so that I can get the information that I need. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to provide that for some of these women who are struggling and, you know, need a push, need some kind of motivation, need some kind of hobby to replace something that has been detrimental to them.
Yeah, and another, a different type of obsession.
Addiction.
If
because
you will.
That's really what happens, right? You ditch one thing and then you go to the church. You ditch, you know, you ditch overeating and then you go to the gym. You ditch one thing and you go to something else. And so I've been really thinking about it and praying on it. And I think the more that I think about it, the more, you know, I'm feeling.
Yeah, that's the healthier option.
And, I'm feeling more compelled to really put together like a notebook or something and then maybe a brand new planner kit, maybe a couple of rolls of washi, a couple of sticky notes, a couple of cute pens, and boom, here go yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I think that would be good.
So, yeah. So that's what I'm working on, and I think I'll be ready to launch at the beginning of the, you know, beginning of the year. I'm going to start working on a bunch now. So if you guys want to write a note in the email or something, maybe I can print it out, glue it in the inside of a thing, some motivational words. I think that would be really nice.
Yeah, I think that would be good. I'd be happy to be part of that.
Oh, good.
However you would like me to.
Okay, that works. I like that. I like it. Do you have any other planner Christmas, planner swaps, card swaps, recipe swaps, cookie swaps, anything for the rest of the year after SGS?
Well, there's some ladies at work, or I'll just say some people at work, who want to do a recipe swap for Christmas, kind of Christmas or Thanksgiving. They just said holiday, so they haven't sent out the email yet about it, but and I think that would be good because one of the ladies, her grandmother passed away, I think, right after last holiday season. So it would be the first holiday without her. But a lot of her recipes, they don't have, her family. And so she's wanting to kind of bring the nostalgia of recipes, like what did your grandmother always make, or your mom or your aunt or whomever, and put together like a little cookbook with the recipes. So we'll just collect them and everybody will get, you know, a collection of all the recipes given. So however many people participate, so if it's 10 people, then I'll make 10 recipe cards with that one recipe on it so that everybody gets one.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be fun. And good, and it'll probably be therapeutic for her because I think the holidays coming is really kind of sad for her right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she just kind of want to. But it is a good idea because I always tell my daughter, look, y'all need to write this stuff down or I need to put it somewhere. But I think I'm going to have to start doing it just so that they have the recipes when I'm not here anymore. I had to laugh because my grandson just sent me a Cash App request for $31. Not $30. Not $35, but
$31.
He said, me more. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, y'all. Yeah, that would caught me off guard just now.
So the last thing my mom taught me how to make was chili.
Uh-huh.
So that would be a really, really good thing to, I don't know if it's holiday related, but.
I think it could be any recipe.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just because it's the holidays that is bringing it up. But it could be any, people eat chili on the holidays.
I don't know why not, because baby, let me tell you, 6-5 made from chicken and dumplings the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Oh, I love chicken and dumplings.
Listen. It was so good.
Really?
So good. I was like,
ooh. Yeah, I love me some chicken and dumplings. My grandmother, used to make the best chicken and dumplings. But,
yeah, really,
again, she's not here anymore either, so.
Yeah, I'm not laughing at her not being here, but
I know. I know, crazy.
Right. There was one other thing I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to this hating ass lady.
Ah.
I mean, she's such a hater. And yes, so somebody asked me, smart ass mouth, if I knew what the definition of a hater was. And I had to actually be like, maybe I don't know. Can you tell me? And so a hater is somebody who wants something that you have. And I really do believe that this lady is a hater because you too can have all the stickers on.
Hello.
You too can have it all.
She is a hating-ass lady.
Yeah. Okay. So is planning for you a hobby or is it a need?
For me, it's both. I enjoy doing it, and it's a need. Like, okay, so like the angry heifer said, I could just write down a to-do list, but I like it to be cute and decorative in a nice book of my choosing. So that's how I got into the planning. And I think for me, it's a little off of. I need to do it, especially for work. My work planner is a must these days. And I enjoy it, so it's my hobby. And I enjoy doing it with other people. I enjoy getting together with other people and seeing their planners or just working in my planner, you know, with other people or whatever. So I just don't understand the need for the hate. Jeez.
Right.
I can't let it go.
I like looking at what other people's style, other people's shopping style, other shops that people frequent. I've been watching a lot of planner videos. Let's talk about that too. I'm putting a pin on that. So I've been watching a lot of other people's planning. I like to see other people's planning style, what they're planning with, why are they planning with that, and how does it, you know, how could I incorporate it if I like it enough? How do I, you know, what do I like from them versus what do I have, you know, that kind of stuff. And so that is a perfect segue.
But wait, can I just say one thing too?
Yes.
Without a lot of us sharing, what we have purchased, what we're thinking about purchasing, or what's on sale, even if we're not going to purchase. It helps these smaller shops to grow, too, because a lot of shops that I shopped at, you didn't know. Some shops that you shop at, I didn't know. So, like, your All Things by Keisha shop, I didn't know about that shop until you introduced me to that. So it helps these people to grow, it helps their business to grow and all of those things. And, again, where's the hate coming from? Why?
It's so funny that you say that because just yesterday, guess what was announced?
What?
I am now a member of All Things by Keisha's PR team.
Yay!
So I'm really excited, and as soon as I get the call, wish you better buy something.
I will.
Listen, I have been doing my research on her ever since the whole copycat conundrum, lawsuit, litigation, all of that. You know, I've been doing my research.
Mm-hmm.
Baby girl is buying these same, selling these same stickers that people are getting from, like, the hub. Not like copycat, but, like, you know how everybody shops from Feathers of Style. And you can, like, piecemeal your dolls together. So she's out there or something very similar because I've seen some of her the things that she sells in other places.
Mm-hmm.
However, she had, like, a 70% off sale.
Oh.
And on the post, it specifically said, this is our hobby. It shouldn't have to break the bank.
Hello. So there you go.
If I wasn't a fan before, that right there would have sold me because she ain't trying to beat people over the head. You can
get a whole sticker pack
of like 20 sheets of stickers.
Oh,
for less than what some people are selling their script stickers for. Hello. Okay. So yes, just yesterday I was announced that I was that. But can we please discuss all these new plans about to come out, about to hit.
I know.
Have you been looking?
I have. But I've been trying to control myself.
Listen, go get a girl about to release a disbound. Do you hear what I'm telling you?
Yeah, let me
go get a girl is about to release a disbound planner. Aura of Sale has released a week's A5 and I want to say an A6. That A6, it's calling me. And I'm like, no, this is lovely.
Just try it.
But that A6 is calling my name.
Yeah, try it. You got to try it. Because if I ain't nothing else, I'm an enabler.
The only thing is dated. I don't want no dated one. If I'm going to try something, I don't want it dated.
Look, we can get creative with
every day.
I know. You see?
I think I even went and looked at Jane's agenda. Because I just need a half letter cover. Not like a cover like the outside cover. I need like a hard cover.
Jane's Agenda Cover Club.
I know. And I saw the next one is Christmas-based, and I didn't want to do a Christmas-based one because I need it for after Christmas.
But you can buy them without.
Individually.
Yeah, mm-hmm, without buying a. Oh, wait, somebody calling, girl. Let's see who it is.
Oh, who that?
Oh, I didn't think y'all was going to talk to me.
Hello. You on the line with Riri and Coco. Who's this?
Well, I'm one of the admins of the baddest of the dopest planner group out there, the Outlaws.
Shout out to the Outlaws.
I think I know that voice.
Shout out to the Outlaws. This is Stefania. And the group is
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
It's what?
Yes. The A5, A6. What is it? A6.
Wait, who was that?
It is. I'm
yeah,
getting ready to come in. Yeah. A6 is the vibe.
That's what I saw.
Let's get it. That's good. I think she's going to love it.
I'm about to get it. What am I using for, though? Somebody tell me. Anything.
Figure it out after.
I'm about to get it. So, caller, who shall remain anonymous because I missed it. Let me ask you this. Is planning a hobby or a need for you?
It's a need. I don't feel like I need to walk around with a whole bunch of post-it notes. So, and I do digital now. I switch over to digital. So it's just a need. It can go both ways. Well, it used to be a hobby at first when I went down the rabbit hole. It was like a hobby, you know, the meetups and all of the things, you know. But then as time has developed, I've always been a planner person either way. But I'm not obsessed with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes I can put my iPad down and don't use it for a week or 2 weeks and then come back and be like, oh, let me jot this down. You know, but I always have, if I don't have my iPad with me, I'm always going to have a steno or something in my purse. So I'm still, you know, writing it down. So
you still using
that.
Right, using all the things. So
right.
Am I wrong for considering this lady a hate man's lady? What are your thoughts?
I think she did it for attention. You know, some people are just attention seekers because, yeah, no, you're not wrong. To answer your question, no, you're not wrong, but I think she just did it for attention.
I might have to agree with you. As a matter of fact, I think I do. Bitch. She gets me off.
That's exactly what it is, attention. And I think that's why she got all those followers.
But then, I mean, I didn't even go back and research. I just looked at the, you know, what was shared in the Dopest Planner group out there. But anyway.
The Dopest!
So I saw that, and I was just, it was just like, reading it was just like, I need attention. You know, I mean.
Yeah, totally.
It's not like several things. If it's not my vibe, I just scroll on. I just scroll on. I mean, but you didn't win a whole dissertation telling people how to spend their money.
That's one, but 12.
Right. I mean, that's their money. If they want to spend their money, that's their money. Like a crackhead, you going to tell them not to buy crack? If that's what they do, that's what they do. You know what I mean? That's a bad example. But
And it's
that's your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, no, I agree with you. You do what you want to do. It's your money. You ain't asking nobody for it.
That's right.
Okay. I need you to tell me one more time. Get the A6. Tell me. Just one more time.
You want me to send you one along with some chocolate? You want me to send you an A6 that I'm not using anymore? Get a feel. Wait, what form of A6 are you doing? Are you disc or TN?
It was like a bound book. It was like a challenge, but it was an A6.
I got a blank. No, is it blank? I think I got a blank challenge. I got something up there. I got something up there. I have to look.
Yes.
But I don't. You might be on the naughty list. I don't know. I have to go back and look in the planner group and see what you're doing.
Even if I am on the naughty list, my birthday is Christmas Eve. That counts for something.
Okay. Somebody ain't convinced. I don't think we all convinced yet. Okay.
Well, You could send it between in her 40 days to 40, which starts on November 14th. So it gives you a little time to find the A6.
Oh, yeah. That was, okay. Man, that was some good-ass math. He did that fast.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I think it's a great idea. I think that would be my first piece of mail from someone who listens to the show, and it would just tickle me pink.
Well, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You say, mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, I think it's a stay out. I think that's what it is. I think it's an A6. It's gotta be because I have an A6 and a B6. But I'll look through it. But anyway, was you gonna ask me something else?
No, that was it. That was it. I just wanted to know. Oh, I do have one more question. What are you gonna use for next year?
I'm still gonna stay digital. I use the Luxbook planner. That's what I use. Her template. I think it's Hello Gorgeous Volume 2, I think is what I use. I'm going to keep using that because it has so much in it. It has, not other than planner, it also has like the section about you, a section about any type of like goals that you're doing. You can format it however you want. It's a whole lot. And, you know, different ways you can use it. And then, you know, sometimes I do get cute and get off, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I just be straight, you know, whatever I need to do. But I'm going to stick with the digital. Yeah. But now I will say this. Now, I do write in a B6 that I, you know, like, yeah, I do write like in a B, you know, so journaling, planning will be digital, like journaling or whatever, thoughts and stuff is my B6 pen.
Okay, I like that.
That's going to be 2023.
So what is the PN is like a traveler's notebook, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And what makes it a traveler's notebook? Is it that it's like thin? Is that, I mean...
I think
it's thin and has that elastic or something. Oh, not elastic.
Yeah, it has like those bands on it where you connect the notebooks to, or the journals or whatever you want to call them, where you connect the notebooks to. And then they came out with some TNs that had the snap, the closures, the rings or whatever. I'm talking about the snaps. Anyway, so they had the rings in it too, but I like the TN with the string, and that's
mm-hmm.
what I use when I journal. So
okay,
yeah.
I think Simply Yielded used to have those in her box every month.
I don't know.
Simply
I've never done her box.
It's a lot of washing. A lot.
Yeah, a lot of washing. That's why I don't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would be obsessed with compulsive.
I got a whole bunch of sticker kits from her boxes that I plan on putting in my Plan to Be Sober kit. And that might, you know, help me get rid of some of that shit.
Okay.
I didn't mean it like that. Sorry, Simply Gilded Lady.
I think she'll be fine. She understood. She knows your heart.
She knows my heart. Well, thank you so much, Carla. I'm really excited that you called in, and I can't wait to eat chocolates. I really like those.
Although, for real, I really don't have no chocolate, but the A6 I do have. Okay. And I'm going to go on here right
well,
now.
Well, let's send us some Halloween chocolates. They don't see them.
Okay.
Okay,
hey,
she's gonna get some candy corn.
Yes, candy corn.
I'm okay with candy corn.
Yeah, people hate it. But all right, well, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem, and I'm messaging now under the. Y'all will figure out who it is.
I already figured out who you are.
Oh, okay.
I remember your voice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shout out
well.
To Planet Out Loud. Shout out.
All right. Well, I'm glad I called in and chit-chatted with
I'm
y'all.
Glad
but,
you did, too.
Yay. But all right. Well, continue doing great things, ladies. And I'll holler. So you have to, so once you figure out, don't tell me, once you figure out who it is, just send me the information. Okay. Thank you.
I am.
All right. Bye, ladies.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Nope. That was cool. I'm glad she called in.
I'm doing some chocolate dance.
You're not going to get it until you figure out who she is.
I got an idea who talks to me?
Everybody. But I don't think she talks a lot, but she usually talks. I know that she talks on Tuesdays. You'll see. She would come to the when we used to have the what do you call them? The meetups, the video meetups for when the pandemic started.
I think I know who it is.
Okay.
I think so. But either way, though, I'm happy because she listens to me enough to know that I wanted some chocolate.
So, yeah, that's right. So she gets it. She goes to you.
She gets it.
So there you go. There you go. There's your fan. She's your number one fan.
Shout out to the Florida Outlaw.
We have to get some more sound bites.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I don't just be making noises. Okay.
Yeah. You know, all the little sounds you make, we could, you know, get those.
Awesome sound bites.
Yeah. Oh my God, this hour went by so fast.
Okay, every time. Okay. So, let's see how much time we got for real. Oh God.
2 minutes.
3 minutes. 2 minutes.
Two.
2 minutes.
So,
okay.
This is the plan. Friday. We'll post that when we're going to go live or tell people what time we'll go live, probably between 9 and 10 o'clock, about like now. And then people can either join or listen to the recording.
Oh, and you know that's okay. It's Love After Lockup Night. So I will.
Oh, Lord, you have to record it.
No, that's what I was about to say. I'm going to set it up to record.
Okay. I didn't even know that was back on. I got to catch
up. Girl, this time it is Love During Lockup and Bang Bang Food.
Yeah, that is too funny. I mean, that's, well, you never know, Karen.
Okay, so Friday night at 9 p.m., we are going back live Friday night at 9 p.m. so that we can get all the details on Coco as she goes to
SGS Flamer Conference. But you'll be with me in spirit, and I'll video chat you all day. You'll be there in spirit.
Okay. All right.
Or you'll be there in video. There you go.
I'll be there in video. But I do hope you have a whole lot of fun. I can't wait to talk to you Friday night. And I want you to really be thinking about what we're using for next year. I need you to come up with it so that by Monday when we record a full show, we'll have
it. All right, because I already know what I'm using. I can't believe I'm this prepared at the beginning of November.
Oh, boy. All right, you guys, I'm so excited that we had a good caller. Somebody new, y'all. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. I don't bite unless you want me to.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shit. Don't be quick. Okay, sorry. Listen, I told you, I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing, and she's disappearing from my life, and I miss her. So just deal with it. Okay. So Friday night here. This is only a problem if your band is B. Deuces.